students are serving in different places, the army, the police, and so on. The fact that the whole academic space is being turned, and I think teaching and talking and discussing and working and agreeing and disagreeing is very important, is very healthy, is a space to discuss. And this is why it's not anti-Jewish behavior saying no to the genocide. It's not anti-Semitism to say no to genocide, because my Jewish students are, like Maya and like many others, are really with me in the same path. But what we're saying here is that, and it's very important, because it's with the voices of dissent from around the world, from South Africa, my colleagues, to the US and to the UK. These voices are helping us really explain, number one, that this situation, that the fact that people can be threatened because of they can't speak up and they can't talk about abuses and atrocities should not continue, that the ongoing genocide, and we should call to stop this ongoing genocide against any people, not only my people, but I'm saying it, that I was talking about the Rohingya and in Sudan and in other places, against apartheid, against ethnic cleansing. And I think that working together as an anti-oppressive scholars and groups, Jews, Palestinians, Blacks, native scholars, and so on, is the right way. Choosing to punish me and to punish the students is really very problematic.
Professor Nadra Shalhoub Kevorkian, I want to thank you for being with us, as well as Maya Wynn, daughter of Towers of Ivory and Steel. I'm Mimi Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, I'm Jill Fritz with the Humane Society of the United States, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to KBOO Community Radio, and we're nearing the end of our All Thrills, No Frills special programming campaign. We only have a few days left to meet our $22,000 goal, and you can do your part by going to kboo.fm/give. to make a contribution today. KBOO's special programming is only possible with your support. To listen to all of our thrilling specials from this drive, go to kboo.fm/thrills.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operation and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communication Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Policy and Governance Committee meets on the third Tuesday of March, June, September, and December at 6 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if the meeting is being held.
KBOO.
Good morning. You are listening to The Gap here on KBOO Portland, KBOO's most listened to radio program, on Friday at 8 a.m. when we are on. My name is Tammy, and with me is the one and only Althea Billings.
Hello and good morning. How you doing, Tammy?
Very good, very good. I wanted the adjectives to rhyme today, but I didn't write them down.
It's okay.
I didn't write them down.
It's all okay. Good. On a beautiful day such as this?
It is beautiful, yeah.
Driving in? Oh my goodness. It changed my whole life around, you know, how nice it was yesterday. Seeing people out and about.
I looked at my garden.
Yeah.
Got to air dry a lot of things in there. Sun dry, air dry.
A little bit of that. Sure. Of course. Well, this is The Gap on KBOO Community Radio. We are your Friday talk radio program. We like to do a two-parter type of show. oftentimes we'll have an interview for our first half. Today we have a news roundup for you. Sometimes, you know, we do all kinds of stuff. But halfway through we'll have a little song. Then we'll get into the community question. So stay around for that.
It's a middle song, not a little song.
Oh yeah, did I say little?
Yeah,
because what did I say?
You said little.
Oh, a little song.
Because it's a middle, so it's medium size. Shmedium.
It's shmedium. It's totally shmedium. And if you enjoy everything that KBOO brings to your radio dial, consider supporting us during our All Thrills, No Frills special programming campaign. KBOO.fm/give is the best way to donate. You can also check out the back catalog of all the special stuff we've been doing. We've been doing special things, okay? And we demand to be recognized for being special. And the specialness concludes this weekend with the Bluegrass Marathon starting tomorrow. So if you're a bluegrass head, get into that. Are you am I allowed to say that?
Gotta look that one up.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, KBOO's been doing a lot. You got the Metal Madness.
The metal, yeah.
And that was really marathon. Cool. It seemed like everyone went all in for it. And you had the Women's Day special.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some fun merch out there for some of those things.
All Thrills, No Frills.
All Thrills, No Frills. Cut the fat. Okay. Are we ready? The frills, it doesn't matter.
Gotcha. I like that. With that aggression, we go in.
Oh, my. We're talking news. The TikTok ban.
The clock's up.
TikTok. It's, yeah.
Click, clock, TikTok, the time's up.
Yeah. So, if you didn't hear, the U.S. House did vote, 81% of them, actually, 81% voted to ban TikTok in the U.S., or if it doesn't want to be banned, it needs to be sold to an American company.
Divest. They got to divest. They said, China, you got to divest from TikTok if you want it over here.
Forget about divesting from fossil fuels. We got to divest from TikTok. Priorities in line.
Bipartisan.
Yeah, yeah. And so now it's going to the Senate. It may be more difficult to get it passed there. Biden says he's on board.
Right? I'm like, didn't you just open up an account? What are you talking about? Like, you just got here. You don't even go to the school.
You don't. Bud, you're on YouTube Shorts. I know you're not on TikTok, okay? That's how far behind the times you are. What do you think about this?
I like YouTube Shorts.
I meant the TikTok ban. It's been talking about it forever.
So the bipartisan bill, they've been talking about it forever.
We've been talking about it on this show.
You know, as long as you know, the House has been talking about it, we've been talking about it. And just a little reminder how much organizing happened on TikTok while Trump was president.
Yeah.
They sold out his rallies.
The shopping cart thing where you fill up your shopping cart and then you abandon it. And for some reason, the computer can't handle it.
And it like messes up something on the back end with the logging and stuff. So there is a lot of organizing happening on civil disobedience, not dis,
right?
But so we've seen that it's been in the news cycle for, it's been out since what, like 2016, it's been you know, since 2020, it's like hotcakes, you know,
right?
And the bipartisan bill is dubbed Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversaries Controlled Application Act. It's a mouthful. And we're talking about TikTok. So 170 million users in America.
Yeah.
And I don't know what percent of that are influencers. I don't know what percent of that is small businesses. Mm-hmm. It's people do all sorts of things, from dances to sell, you know, like dog treats and stuff. So it's really like people making
small businesses
straight up, you know, people are ditching their jobs and becoming full-time content creators. People, this is an actual business. It's actually a stream of revenue for many people, many Americans.
Right.
And it's really interesting to see. So, you know, like you're saying, 81%. It was, I think, more interesting to see who was against it.
Yeah.
And even within that anti-TikTok ban group, it was also bipartisan.
Yeah,
lots of different types of people. Most of them, Rand Paul was like, "I'm against it." When asked why he was against it, he's like, "You ever read this little thing called the Bill of Rights?" And I said, "Okay, do tell."
Go on.
Cook, please cook. Let him cook.
Yeah.
And he was, same with a lot of other Democrats, independents, Republicans, they're saying that this is not, that this is infringing too much on people's freedoms, Americans' freedoms, mm-hmm. Including the First Amendment right, or sorry, including freedom of speech, and also he cited some sort of like private property kind of issue, yeah. Which it was interesting. It was a little bit of a reach, but also when you consider how many people, again, have businesses on there, it can be a big issue. So yeah. that was really interesting, but it seems like the Bill of Rights is kind of like the big one that people are using this app to express themselves, and why are you going to take it away from Americans?
Freedom
personally,
yeah.
It's sketchy to do this on an election year. And also,
it's also maybe telling to do it on an election year, no?
It will sketchy. Sketchy. What's a sketchy but a synonym for telling? and I guess a big question I have is, why are all the arguments who's going to steal our data and yeah. not why are tech companies taking our data so freely? Like,
right.
They're like consumer or I guess user rights or user, you know, yeah, whatever. No
data privacy conversation happening.
None
here.
Of that. We're gonna take your data. Just who and yeah. why? We're gonna mine it. Why?
Yeah. The main issue is that, you know, it's not an American company that is stealing and profiting off your data. It's a Singaporean company.
There's the CEO is from Singapore, and they were really trying to get him.
It's upsetting, guys. Because
it's silly.
You can't, you know, manage the settings on your email inbox, and then, you know, the CEO of TikTok comes to Congress and they're like, so how long have you worked for the Chinese Communist Party? And he's like, I don't. I'm from Singapore. Just because I'm Asian doesn't mean sorry. And
it was
repetitive. You know, you hear that one time, you're like, oh, wait, let me back off. My bad. Sorry, a different line of questioning could maybe get me answers.
Let me ask this a different question, a different way.
And it's...
But yeah, Biden did say that he would sign it if it comes across his desk, so it is at the Senate right now. Mm-hmm. And this is pretty...
At least one Oregon congressperson voted no.
Good for you.
Shout out Val Hoyle.
Biden is doing more with this TikTok ban than Trump ever could. I said it.
Why is this the one issue that he's going to be like effective at managing Congress about?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we're seeing what the political, if we measure the political climate on TikTok for young voters.
Yeah.
He's not winning hearts and souls.
People are not loving. They're not living, laughing, loving with the Biden campaign.
Even though they're on TikTok themselves, and he's doing dark Biden and all of that. He's leaning into the memes.
It's not a winning strategy for him. I mean, and the thing that gets me, right, is this 81% that voted for it, right? Because, I mean, and talking about the dissents, I think, is important, and, like, all the ways that this is, you wouldn't steal a car. It's like, you wouldn't ban a newspaper.
Mm.
And, you know, maybe there's a framing there that we can see as something similar to what's going on TikTok. You're banning the way that people are communicating with each other and are organizing with each other, not to mention all of sort of like the business and property interests that might be involved there, right? But 81% can't get together to do hardly anything with 81%.
Like get people pass a budget, feed Americans.
Social Security, Medicare, like any number of things. Can't really, 81%, my gosh, if I knew that I was going to have 81%, boy, I'd try to do other things than get the TikTok ban passed. And it is not that like data privacy isn't something that we could or should do something about, you know, the European Union, any decent or halfway decent data privacy that we enjoy is because the same applications that we use operate in the EU. And after the Cambridge Analytica scandal, they got serious about it. They tried to actually crack down. And so if the actual concern was about how TikTok is managing user data, right, and where it's being stored or how it's being transferred, we can make laws about that are not specifically about TikTok itself, right?
Facebook is shaking. Facebook hates.
But they would hate that.
Right,
they would
Facebook
hate that.
Hates
like
this
we
guy.
Could actually protect people, consumer data. And I think earlier iterations of the quote unquote TikTok ban just would have required that they keep American user data on like servers on U.S.
Like,
soil,
which. I'm reading the articles and I'm not 110% sure if they did or didn't. It seems like there is a warehouse. It's in, I forgot which state, there is a warehouse that I gotta find this,
but
there is a
warehouse
where that's supposedly where TikTok data of American users is stored. So it is in America, I think Oracle or something. So there is that. So some of that is happening, but remember, like, months ago, I can't remember if this was actually during Trump, years and months ago, when federal government workers had to get TikTok off their phones.
Delete it.
And it's just like, I don't know, you know, you mentioned Cambridge Analytica. Are you just going to send everyone to Facebook? Like, I'm just really, what's the point here?
But I thought you guys didn't like Mark Zuckerberg also.
You know, speaking of one of the people who was for this, I really couldn't understand 100% why someone would be for this until I sat down and I heard this elected official break it down in a way that I was just like, got to get this on air. Mm-hmm. I think we have that audio.
Sherry,
is that ready to roll?
Yeah.
This is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand the entertainment value, the educational value, communication value, the business value for some business on this. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner. And here's what I have to say. The people of China have come forth. The Tibetans have come forth and said on TikTok in China, they are suppressed. They cannot put their message out.
There it is.
Whoa.
Tic-tac-toe winner. Nancy
Pelosi. Tic-tac-toe winner, baby. Actually, I changed my mind.
now she's speaking to the youngsters in a language we understand.
That's so true.
So does it have to do with Americans' data being leaked, or is it about... what you mentioned, or is it about?
Is it or is it that TikTok is suppressing content in Tibet?
I just want to make
and by the way, since there's a lot of messed up websites out there, and I don't know what they're doing, but like that have a I don't know, and not to like downplay any of that by any means, but like we have never used something like that as a rationale for banning a free speech, like where people are exerting speech. In the United States. And people are like, oh, it's not that bad. Like, they'll just have to sell off their company. And it's like, well, I don't know that TikTok's going to do that.
Oh, I think I read...
It's like a global company. Americans only make up like 10% of their user base. Sorry, we don't run the world on TikTok.
Well, it's 170 million users. That is...
Small peanuts, apparently.
That is insane to think that that's... What percent did you say?
It's 10%.
That's, wow. Wow, yeah. That's a lot of people.
It's a very popular platform.
And we did get an update from Sherry that it is Oracle and the facility is in Utah.
Okay.
So listen, if there is national security threats, and in some of the articles it said that some of them have been released, some of them are still, haven't been released. So
layer of skepticism.
Tell us. Show us what the problems are. And I'm not saying there aren't problems, but those problems are, I don't think that they're special to TikTok. I think the same issues that you see with data security, you find it, I know my data has been leaked, like, you get your little data security and you're like, how many times have people tried to find my password for my Gmail or something?
Right.
You know, it's like, this is just the way that the internet is, and you got to get your VPNs and you got to get your, all these protections, but I think we're lucky enough to be at a stage where enough people have services for us to protect ourselves online. I don't think that the U.S. government is like our biggest friend when it comes to this one realm.
No.
And
can I tell you, I saw a TikTok this morning, and it's this sort of like country sounding guy in his pickup truck, and he's talking about, he's like, this whole TikTok ban thing, I'm not going to do the accent. It was Southern, though. And he was like, I'd rather just let the Chinese government know my address and what I'm up to, because what does the U.S. government do for me? Like, what do they do?
Interesting. I want to get a little bit better clarification. And if this passes the Senate, I'm going to be shocked. I see too many holes in this, unless, again, there's something that's so severe that 81% of the House is like, no, we got to get this out of here ASAP.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I think it's the money. We want to only allow American corporations to exploit people's data and to have data brokers sending, a treasure trove of info about you between each other. And you get no piece of that pie
for
whatever all your data is worth.
How does FISA roll into this, which is also another thing, but we don't have to get into that right now.
Suffice it to say, thumbs down.
I'm doing this. No.
She's shaking a finger.
But speaking of things that are working too well.
Right, yes.
And people don't want it to work. Portland Clean Energy Fund,
yeah.
Much like TikTok, is doing too well.
Yep.
Commissioner Renee Gonzalez is seeking support from fellow city commissioners to refer a possible measure in November that could change the clean energy tax, and that's a 1%.
Repeal it, I think he wants.
He said he wants to change it.
Which, can we just, like...
And that's the 1%.
The veil. That is not pop that bubble. That is not what he's talking
it's like
about.
One time all over again. It's a 1% tax on retailers with sales of more than $1 billion. Another option for the possible changing the measure, how we would change the tax, is to put a possible cap on the funds that can be used for climate projects, and then allocating the excess revenues to other purposes like public safety. It's working too hard.
Talked about this on the show a couple months ago with that the tweets from friend of the show Damon Mott story. Portland Clean Energy Fund having all of this excess revenue is because it's a tax. It is a tax on like the wealthiest corporations, and here comes Renee Gonzalez saying my bestie Target is paying too much and I don't like it. He's also like, he's been putting up a stink about PSEF for a while because his bureaus don't have funds, right? And like, there's he's extremely jealous that something that somebody else passed, again, something that Joanne Hardesty had a thing in. Like, mm-hmm. What did Joanne Hardesty do to him? Like, is this like some long stint? Like,
there's some beef there.
She, like,
something
kicked over his sandcastle when he was a kid or something, and he like vowed to undo everything. And I don't think that that's true, but for the record. But like, that's,
we got beaches. We don't know that that's not 100% true. But
well, I can't corroborate the story. I'm just there, those are the vibes I'm getting.
There's something. Yeah, there is a. He seems to want to undo a lot of the things that she has done during her time in City Hall.
Yeah.
And remember, so that's what, you know, so that's on the table. I won't get, remember how the Willamette Week wanted to have a list of who's paying into this fund? And yeah, they're like, no, taxpayer protections, no privacy protections, no. Yeah. So they did come out. The city is such a clown show. They're like, we can't give you the names of what retailers paid, but we'll give you the names of the ones who didn't and how much they owe. what in the shaming? I don't like it, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little divided. Office Depot, millions. Okay, not millions.
H&M, right?
Millions. Forever 21, close.
Forever 21.
And the
somebody who's selling paper as clothes. They owe us.
And the children's place. Come on, guys.
Well, and I mean, you know, there's even a whole other can of worms with the Portland Clean Energy Fund being used to kind of like prop up city bureaus right now, mm-hmm. that like Carmen Rubio brought forward, that, you know, some of the people who helped to pass it are not pleased with, because it is supposed to be money set aside for like a just energy transition and clean energy projects in the community, and not necessarily just like, hey, so all of our like taxes are not, we actually can't do any taxes. Governor said no, 3 years, no taxes. What the heck? How are we going to fund any of this stuff? Guess we need to cannibalize the one tax that actually brings in some dough.
It's an understatement. An extra $540 million during the first 5 years. And that's another thing. The you know, the other person who's kind of responsible for this, Rubio, has pledged to allocate some of those funds to support other parts of City Hall. So this is what you just said, the Portland Housing Bureau. However, what is the funds for it going to go to? They might get an extra $100 million to add energy efficiency features like heat pumps and solar. So
yeah.
You know, so while there are some, another part of this is that some of the nonprofits that have been supporting her and supported the tax and the fund are kind of coming together, and they're like, we need to figure out what she's doing with these funds, like where she can allocate them. So I, you know, no shade or anything. It's just kind of like, like, this is a huge, great thing. And I get that we can't lose momentum, and I get that we have to keep eye on the ball, and I get that we cannot trust people, and we have to make sure that democracy continues, or it will, you know, get repealed, as we're seeing.
Mm.
But, I mean, I guess, yeah, someone needs to keep her accountable, so I hope that they do. But I also, I don't know, I just feel like, I hope she gets a little bit of breathing space. I feel like she's, like, yeah. a uphill battle that she's kind of...
Carmen Rubio.
Yeah, like, yeah. On her own, and it would... The only reason it got this far is because of the support from grassroots organizations, right. And I hope that they don't, you know... I don't know, I hope that they continue to support, or at least continue to pave the road together. You know,
right.
I hope it continues to be a collaborative effort.
Yeah, there's some conversations that need to happen there. Can I point out about Dan Ryan hopping
on?
Oh,
gosh, yeah.
Dan Ryan is hopping on board with Renee Gonzalez.
It's ride or die.
Wanting to ride or die until one person says, hey, what the hell are you doing? And they say, I didn't know. I didn't actually get the... He just invited me to this meeting. I don't even know him. Okay? We haven't even met. So... You're acting crazy right now. Like, that's how he was about charter change. Like, what did I write in our prep note? Set the timer for how long it will take for Dan Ryan to run away and apologize for this PSEF stuff.
Because that's the only support he's finding right now is from Dan Ryan.
From Dan. And it's like, Dan, what are you doing, bud? Like,
supporting a friend, I guess.
Supporting a friend. And I mean, look, who would benefit from the PSEF tax being repealed? Mega corporations? Question mark. Like, and there's all of this talk about, like, oh, the rich people are like don't like that they have taxes, or the mega corporations don't like that.
I don't
do
like
tax.
I have taxes too. I still pay them. What can I tell you?
I'm not a mega corporation.
like
you're gonna try to sell this to people, and you know who else? Like Portland Clean Energy Fund. I wonder who else might not like that we're switching to solar and
sure.
heat pumps and junk like that. You know, sorry, not junk, but like. Big Oil, Zenith.
Don't get
you know.
Zenith.
And we already
up.
Know they're in bed together. All right.
Taking them on cruises and stuff.
Yeah, let's do a little river cruise, huh? Don't worry, guys. No solar energy was used on this river cruise. We're polluting it, okay?
Wasn't there a Rubio connection to Zenith?
The Zenith thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was there. It was her and Dan Ryan.
He's got a finger in everything.
He's here, but we know him for all the wrong reasons, which I'm so, Dan, make a name for yourself by not doing this.
He was so quiet when he was in charge of housing in Portland in 2020. He
oh,
was
boy.
So like this, like that's crickets. Like this, we were out here in the street. People didn't have place housing. People
no.
were moratoriums. People were getting kicked out. He was like this, quiet.
Yeah.
Quite like a little bell mouse,
yeah,
the church mouse. And now all of a sudden he's co-signing. He's going.
He's
on,
co-signing every guys.
On,
I think
on vacations
I think
with Zenith
going. Yeah, taking a river cruise. I'm hanging just, out with Renee Gonzalez. With Renee Gonzalez, he's been there a little over a year. Isn't that wild?
Dan Renee
Gonzalez.
Yeah.
It has not been that long, and the havoc that he is intent on wreaking. But you just got here, you know, like it's the thing when you start a new job and you're like, okay, I think I could change
sure,
X,
sure.
Y, and Z system and it might work better for me. But you wait a little bit until you understand how everything works
right.
and
you
then
to,
you
like,
do it.
You understand people, the politics.
You got
of
a
it,
relationship build,
yeah.
you know.
But no, he's saying, I don't need relationship building. I have relationship with, I mean, I don't know.
I have relationships with business relationships.
It does seem like there are a lot of business relationships here. And it's, again... Such a, and I don't, okay, how about this? Here's
yeah.
a compromise, okay? Not that I'm a City Hall elected official or anything, but.
Get that on the record.
Get maybe like, since we're talking about like $75 million, get half a mil, okay?
Yeah.
Easy,
yeah.
easy. Half a mil. Put some like, oh, how about if they make all the cars like electric? Like all the cop cars electric or something?
Yeah.
Or.
We build bike lanes, but they're Renee Gonzalez branded. Thoughts?
I mean, if it gets us bike lanes, I don't care.
Yeah, right.
I saw those guys protesting those bike lanes in front of the PVOT trucks. Yeah, this is pretty it's not working. Sorry, it's working too well, which is bizarre, but it's working
yeah.
very well. Instead of coming together, making your case.
Perfect time to
see,
cut your nose off to spite your face.
Exactly. Trying to see like where it would make sense to use, because it doesn't make sense. It would make sense for us to try to use some of this money to like upgrade different bureaus in a way that's more green friendly, because sure. that's literally, it's, you know, that's the Portland Clean Energy Fund.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't understand what else you would want. Like, you're like, okay, the Clean Energy Fund got it, you know, it got its $5 billion. Okay, the rest of it now is going to go to, like, what? You can't, this is, whatever. I just get very frustrated because he doesn't come in good. It seems to me as though a lot of times these conversations don't happen in good faith, and they only happen after something. So it only happens after something actually works. So while people are building it, while people have to reform it, you know, Rubio had to reform this. People were talking about, you know, passing judgment on the type of people who are getting the grants, and they were saying there's fraudsters and there's this and that. And they said, okay, fraudsters, they don't get the money. Okay, there's issue with the language here. Okay, we're going to reform it. They did all this work, and now when it's working, they still want to take from it, or take it away, or mess with it in some way. And it just, it's like, where were you? You weren't in the bill. Why are you eating with me when you were in the kitchen cooking?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. And now that there's a pile of money that you had no part in creating. And here's the other thing. It's like, if Gonzalez is so worried about funds for the Fire Bureau, you could propose a ballot measure to create a new tax fund for the fire department.
Would he be able to do that under Kotek's new no?
Well, that's not binding. That's just Kotek saying, like, guys, get on the same page. No taxes. I mean, because here's the thing: he could say it starts in 2028 or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And then it would be outside. I mean, and he doesn't have to necessarily go along with that. It would have to get like buy-in from council or a bunch of signatures to get on the ballot. But like, there are other ways than like cannibalizing what already exists. You know, just because there aren't enough firefighters and everybody worked overtime. You know, also just a brief mention, Alex Zielinski at OPB did a profile on Gonzalez. I don't think we're going to spend too much time talking about it here, but there's a whole thing about how he doesn't come to council prepared, I guess, or like doesn't ask questions in meetings ahead of time. So he like is always up there. He's like, guys, I'm a little confused. And I need him to clear his throat as someone who has to, like, I'm, you know, not to be so audio obsessed, but I do need him. I need him to clear his throat. I need Mingus Maps to swallow his spit. And then maybe I'll actually, I just, you know.
People have spoken. This is a classic, you know, it reminds me of a proverb, I think.
Oh, really?
It goes, more money, more problems. That's where we're at.
So true. Tic-tac-toe. More money, more problems. You didn't fall out of a coconut.
Tic-tac-toe makes a winner.
Tic-tac-toe makes a winner.
You didn't come from a coconut.
Yeah.
More money, more problems.
I've been trying to think if there's like a good enough tic-tac-toe bit about like a cat's game or something.
Ask Nancy Pelosi. She's out here spitting for no reason.
She
no one asked her to do.
Guys, don't tell her about Fortnite. She's still on. She's still on tic-tac-toe, and she's having a great time. Okay, she's doing some word association, slam poetry
on the
house floor.
You see how she like stopped? She's like she was waiting for the joke to land. Like
tic-tac-toe.
We heard what she did.
TikTok. I mean, maybe she just felt like the clock puns were played out.
Well,
she's like, let me not mention clocks and that their time is up. Tick tock, tick tack, toe. You didn't see that one coming. Three X's in a row.
I didn't see her. Oh boy, now the freestyle is on. All right, go ahead.
No, I don't have
go ahead.
You're writing down an O. Okay, sorry.
You're having fun.
Sorry, I'll
stop.
We
have fun here.
We do.
This is inspiration. Women's History Month was made when Nancy Pelosi did that.
Yeah.
Boom.
So true.
So you're just experiencing it.
Yeah. Do we want to do a couple mentions before the...
Sure. March Madness?
Yeah, your March Madness. Not that one.
Well, it's not even all of March. It's from the 4th to the 15th. Today is the last day. You know, when I'm here, Althea likes to talk about PBOT and and how they, you know, everything is broken. But they, so PBOT's Street System Division will be conducting a pothole March Madness campaign. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, they will be diverting crews from a variety of regular work and reorganizing them into 7 crews working exclusively on pothole repairs and small grind and pave projects known as milling. No, they deserve it. It's not a whole month, but okay. So apparently,
it's one pay period.
Did you? It's one pay period.
Sorry. But there's There actually is kind of an interesting post about it on the Portland.gov website, sort of about why the potholes are so bad, why they take forever to fill. There's a line in here that's like, hey, potholes are a thing anywhere where it freezes.
No, sure, and after the snowstorm.
But, like, okay, if you go to Southern California, do they not have potholes?
They have potholes because people can't drive there.
Oh, I kid. Oh, it's the weather's fault.
They have, like, their 15, 14 highway, lane highways.
Yeah.
It does,
They're all reading scripts, over-caffeinated, swerving through lanes. I haven't been to L.A.
But I noticed after the snowstorm in January, it was, woo, those roads were struggling. And it says, here's a fact I learned today.
Okay.
As roads degrade, the cost to repair them increases. Potholes averaging around 1 square foot in size cost about $300 each to repair, while preventative pavement maintenance costs about 55 cents to $2.25 a square foot. I didn't go to school for math.
Too much for my blood.
But I think it's better to maintain them than to fix them.
Yeah.
If I'm seeing that right.
That is so wise. I wish people 10 years ago would have thought of that.
This is what you call less money, less problems.
Right.
Mm.
You got to spend money to make money? Maybe. Spend money on maintenance to make money on not doing repairs.
To spend money on riding your cool car because...
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. is that not what you were going to say?
There is, I don't know if people know this, but you can actually report potholes, like, because potholes can get pretty, I mean, geez,
gnarly.
I've seen some insane potholes.
You'll pop a tire.
Or like the bottom of your car or something. So, I hope you don't. There is a website, pdxreporter.org. Or also,
good URL for them.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Also, I'm surprised no one else picked that up. They must have bought it from someone. That's too good. Yeah. Or via email at pdxroads@portlandoregon.gov.
You can also call their hotline. It's 503-823-1700.
It's March Madness, y'all. It's
March Madness, but it's over.
It's the last day. It's not over till it's over. I'm guessing 5 p.m. is when it's over. I don't know.
Probably. And then they'll tell us how many they did. And isn't that exciting?
No, yeah, I would be excited. Yeah. I still have one by the house, and I'm eyeballing it, but I'm hoping today's the last day.
Yeah, I got to send them an email.
Hey. I'm going to salute them. It takes about 30 days for them to come out to fix
Did they say that they will do it within 30 days of whatever gets reported? I don't know. I mean, I could go down the side of the road, get some gravel, and kind of get it started for them, but I don't know if they want that.
Do you think epoxy resin would work for potholes?
I'm going to say no. I think it's pretty brittle, and I think that, like...
Epoxy?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like if if it gets hit, it's going to break, you know?
Sure.
Versus
pavement,
I think is more.
All right.
It has to expand and contract, I think.
That's true.
Couple of pavement scientists in the studio today.
Just learning.
You didn't know that we knew, but we do. And then also you wanted to mention that water and sewer rate hikes on the horizon, folks. Yes. Yes. New taxes, but we are going to. But it's not a tax if we're just increasing what mandatory services cost.
Proposing a nearly 8% hike in water. I can't even read this.
Can I tell you, pre-pandemic, it used to be if you saw anything above 2%, 5%, you'd say, get out of town. You know what I mean? We had a 14%, the rental increase during the pandemic, the 14% on power that just happened. I think like Pacific Power is trying to do 12% this year or something like that. 8%.
They are
not for nothing.
Unlike other bureaus, the Water Bureau doesn't get money from the city's main budget. Well, not like anyone else's. Instead, they rely on rate-paying customers. Well, sounds to me like if we don't pay, they won't play.
No money, no honey, as you once very wisely asserted.
These are, we're just four words, get in, get out, that's it.
This show could be a lot shorter if we just had a little adage for everything.
July 1st, that's such a bummer. Oh my goodness.
Okay, bummer. So no playing in the sprinkler this year, we get it.
Mm.
Anyway, just, you know, keep an eye on it.
Keep an eye on it. And I think, again, I think that there are financial assistance programs for low-income households. because the Water Bureau acknowledges the potential hardships. Well, don't make it hard on me then. Boom.
Yeah. I would say, you know, if you're thinking about it or looking at that, maybe now is probably a good time to get the process started.
There is an online application. You can find it at the portland.gov/water website. There's an application. It's a couple of different languages. You know, a good place to start looking if that's an 8% hike in your water bill is something that you might struggle with, like many of us, that's a good place to get some assistance financially.
Yeah. Are we ready for our song?
Yes, I'm over these news.
Well, this is The Gap on KBOO Portland. We're going to take a musical break and we'll be back. Stay with us.
And we are back here on The Gap on KBOO Portland, Portland's most listened to radio show on Fridays at 8 a.m. when we are on. My name is Tammy. With me is the one and only Althea.
Hello. Hi. Happy to be back. We're going to get into our community question segment in just a moment. So, you know, get your phones ready. But quickly, I want to thank some of the recent donors to our All Thrills, No Frills special programming campaign. Thank you to Ingrid W., Molly D., Gina R., Gary W., and Peter P. Thank you guys for supporting KBOO. That's fabulous. Yay! KBOO.fm/give is the way to donate. You can also text the word KBOO, K-B-O-O, to the number 44321, or you can mail a check. It's really fun, and everybody loves mailing checks. Mm-hmm. And some people forget about mailing checks, but we still accept checks, and checks are really cool, and we would love to have them. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland is the address for KBOO. Okay, community question. Take me there.
Let's see. Okay. Spring cleaning vibe. That's right. The time is upon us. Slowly but surely, here we are.
The beautiful weather makes me want to get all of the dirt and dust out of my house.
Are you reading something or is that from you?
No, that was off.
Oh, I thought you were reading something. Thought you were going to go into another. I thought you were doing a Nancy Pelosi like poetry reading.
From the wise words of American poet laureate Nancy Pelosi.
Not yet. Give her something to aim for.
Yeah.
What is a chore that you learned to like or used to dislike? And this came from Althea gave me the book, or actually you got it from the library. And I'm completely spacing on what part it was, but
it's called Human Blues.
There was a part that made me think. I think it was about like kids, and there was a part about like. I really can't remember, but there's something about where when you can't do something or you can't have something and you see other people enjoying the thing that you can't have and how sometimes they take it like it's a chore or they take it like it's a responsibility. It's like, ugh, I have to do this, like playing with your kids or, you know, dressing your kid to go to school or something, where some people might find it as a chore while there's people who would like die for that. You know, yeah. That's like their dream come true. And you know, maybe think about chores and how, like, there's some chores that I used to hate, but now I, like, really, really fully enjoy it and like, that kind of journey to get to it. So what's a chore that you learned to like or that you used to dislike, or what's a chore that you think others take for granted that you find really special even? The phone number is 503-231-8187 here at the studio. You can also reach us online.
Yep.
KBOO.org.
KBOO.fm.
Dot FM.
on the bottom right, we're holding up the L's and the R's here. On the bottom right side of the homepage, there's a chat with us button. You're welcome to get in touch with us. That way you can email us. Our email address is thegapradio@gmail.com. And you can also message us on Instagram at thegapradio, 503-231-8187. We would love to hear from you with our chores, what chores you've learned to like, and you know, bring in some spring cleaning vibes.
We have a caller on the line. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty okay. How about yourself?
All's well. Great to hear from you. What's a chore you learned to like?
Honestly, vacuuming, and I'll even put on KBOO earbuds. I can borrow a vacuum from work once every week. I'm like an old person now. I'm not that old, but it's like, you know, a routine, and they don't care. And yeah, that'd be the one.
Nice. Did you used to dislike it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's because it was my chore when I was younger, and you know, for a little allowance. But I was very lucky. Even that, you know, not everybody gets that. I was not angling. I was gonna say, could I comment on the first? A real quick comment on the first part of the show, or if you don't have, if that's not what you're doing now, that's fine.
Go for it.
Being generous.
All right, I didn't know if you. I might have missed. Did you mention Digital Bill of Rights, those ideas on, you know, people having absolute, you know, kind of upfront? I just thought it was very related. It's a proposal by a lot of people, and it could be where, yeah, this your sort of data that you do through life with your phone carrying it around would be all yours, like almost like a song. I thought it was a very good idea, and anyway, that was my only comment. Yana Varoufakis talked about this idea with regard to, and okay, one more thing. It could even be, I know we don't have governments we trust exactly, but if you trusted your government, it could even be used, your data could be used for like the good of people. Like maybe it was for organizing things well, or, you know, facilitating of, anyway, okay, you're very generous.
no, we appreciate it. We'll check it out. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, all right, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
You too. Can I say about the vacuuming? Vacuums used to be a lot heavier. Mm. Or maybe I was a child and I was weaker. Mm. But I think maybe both are true. That I used to, it was like the care, if you had to carry it, is was the real burden.
Oh boy, there's a Dyson pitch coming through.
No. Are they making a bit? Are they paying the Portland Clean Energy Fund tax? Inquiring minds want
to
know.
They used to be like a lot bigger. Remember, they used to have a little light on them. Do you remember that? Or they used to have a little light. I remember they used to have a light on. And I'm thinking, like, why the hell did they have a light? And I guess to get in behind the corner.
Or like, look at this dust. Get into it.
Got to get a little closer look. Mm. Wow, that gave me, I forgot about vacuum cleaners. since I only sweep.
Yeah.
No carpets here.
503-231-8187. We are engaging in spring cleaning energy, and we want to know, what is a chore that you've learned to like? What's a chore that you used to dislike, and why? You know, maybe get some people motivated to start making a little bit of spring cleaning action in their own home.
Do you have a chore that you used to dislike that you like now, or learned to love? Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah. Held hostage by the requirements of a clean home. Yeah, no, I think for me, I don't mind most chores. It's just like the momentum to get into it that I find hard. I kind of tricked myself yesterday successfully by setting a timer for 5 minutes, and I was like, just clean the you have 5 minutes to tidy the dining room table, you know. And on Saturday mornings, I like to do kind of like a reset where I will like try to clean the kitchen and sweep and, you know, just go from there. One kind of chore, and maybe people don't see it as a chore, but it was really astonishing to me that other people don't like it that much, is like organizing or like setting something up to like look nice, for example. This was a couple years ago now, but my friend was moving into a new place. I was helping her move, and she brought in all her books, and I was like, oh, you could organize them by color, you could do this, you could do that. And she's like, yeah, do you want to do that? And I'm like, you want me to set up your books? I'm organizing your bookcase. Are you sure? And she's like, yeah. And then she moved more recently. I was like, do you need me to do your books again? And she's like, no, I kept them in. I put them in the box in the exact same way that they were.
There you go.
And I was like, oh, wow. But, you know, that's not something that everybody gravitates towards necessarily.
That is very intimate to organize someone's bookcase.
It felt like it's like it's your house.
It felt it's illegal almost.
it's quite a bit of trust I'm getting from my friend here. If other folks want to call, we're talking chores that you used to dislike, but you like them now. You've learned to like. 503-231-8187.
Also a chore that I want to have one day, and it's not that I, you know, just I look at other people do it and they're like, oh, God, power washing your driveway.
Whoa.
I know, there it is. I see people do it and I get so, or like with the little tractor that cuts the grass.
Lawnmower.
Like I don't know what you call that contraption, but it's like,
just
man,
just be like waving at your neighbors.
Yep. And have a little hat tipping at people.
You would have to have a hat to tip to people.
Oh man,
I have to go water my garden.
I got plants, but not my carrots.
Oh, they're so thirsty out there. Oh, man. I gotta go.
Having like a...
I'm leaving plans to go water my garden. That's what
having like a space, that like an outdoor space to take care of, mm-hmm. is like, that sounds like a dream come, you know, like,
yeah.
like such an amazing... But, and I get it, like it's hard work, definitely, but
no, yeah, don't
man, you would not be able to get me out of that, you know?
Yeah.
Like a little...
Who wants to build us a couple of raised beds? Let us know.
503-231-8187. The time is here.
Yep. We're talking chores. We're talking spring cleaning. You can also message us on the website, kibu.fm. There's a little button that says chat with us. You can type it in there. That's what typing sounds like. You can email us, thegapradio@gmail.com. You can message us on Instagram, @thegapradio. Spring cleaning.
Another one I'll give you.
Hmm.
And it's not, it's, and chores are so, you know, it's like a big word. It's a morphic word for so many things. It's
yeah.
a big word for so many things. Or small word for so many things. My God. Writing thank you letters.
Oh.
Woo! Try to stop me from writing a thank you letter. Oh, I love them so much. Oh, my God. Handwriting ones.
Yeah.
You know, getting ones at the store that have something in it.
Mm.
Love those. Those with a little... Don't get me started.
What about the ones with a song? Do you like those?
Well, you know, if Portland Water didn't hike up their prices, maybe I'd be able to
afford postage.
Yeah, I can't afford those singing ones. I wish I'd be able to afford the singing ones. I remember when those singing ones hit the scene.
Oh, it was big.
It was during the bat mitzvah season. Psh,
yeah, birthday.
It's like $11.
Just opening, closing, opening, closing, opening. And then it starts to go after a while. Like it used to be. Celebrate.
It used to be celebrate. It's always celebrate. We got another caller on the line. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I like to, I used to hate doing laundry, and I don't like it so much now, but what I really like to do is hang stuff on the line. And you never see clotheslines. I can't remember the last time I saw one, except in my backyard. I have this little postage stamp-sized backyard, and I hang a rope from the tree to the fence and hang out some stuff, and I just adore it. I love it. It smells so good. Mm. It gets the fresh air and sunshine, and it's a chore that I enjoy. And that is the only chore that I can think of that I enjoy.
Well, you got to appreciate it where you can find it.
Exactly.
It's so beautiful.
That's it.
I hear you. That's a beautiful moment to be hanging up you're like little house in the prairie. You're like hanging up the
yeah,
you know, the laundry, and the sun's out.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I think it maybe has been established on this show that I have a personal grievance with dryer sheets. And if you're so worried about the scent or so worried about the static, hang it on the dang line. Get the sunshine on it, okay?
Mm.
I resonate with that.
And you say this to people. We live in Portland, Oregon, though. You can only hang it out for like 3 months out of the year, though.
I sometimes I hang things in my house if they can't go in.
You hang them in your house? Is that I didn't know we're allowed to do that.
I mean,
we are. Like Europe, they have those like indoor.
Yeah,
like
they
hanging
do.
Racks.
They don't really do drying racks so much in Europe. Or no, they do drying racks. They don't really do dryers.
Dryers, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. It's a conversation for another time. All right.
If you know, let us know.
I'd love to know.
503-231-8187. It might be like energy, being more conscious of their energy usage, or just like that they never... I mean, a lot of like apartments and stuff, or even houses, just like don't have a huge laundry room.
Sure,
like that's
sure.
kind of an American thing to
imagine.
Have.
This America's so good, gotta have a room just for the laundry
yeah,
to live in.
Exactly.
We have
exactly.
clothes we sleep in, we have laundry rooms in which the rooms, you have TV rooms in which the TVs hang out in.
Yeah. And how much time do you spend in there? Is it your room
abundance.
Or is it the TV?
Who lives here? 503-231-8187. I love laundry. I'm not
You love I've actually done your laundry with you before. Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
I enjoy it very much. There's a system. I love separating the things, and I do it by color, I'm sorry. And I also do it by like texture.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's next level stuff,
yeah.
right? Hand wash.
Ooh.
Soak. I do both sometimes, depending. But I love laundry. And it's not even, because what I love about it, I don't do anything.
Mm.
The laundry machine is doing it. I'm just
right,
watching her
right.
work.
Yes.
And I say, oh, this is good. She did a good job. And I take it, or I say, she didn't do a good job. I got to throw it back in there and dry it up again. And then you get to fold everything.
Mm.
Crisp, lines, soft, warm, another layer on top of it.
Yeah.
Then you have a tower of perfectly uniform t-shirts, and then all the people at the laundromat look at you and they say, whoa, yep.
She's good at this.
I can't wait to have
Do you work
on-site.
Here or you you come here for free and you show people all this? Wow.
It's a workshop that I do. I would actually love to do a workshop on folding clothes. I love my mom loves folding clothes too. Or she hates it and I had to learn. I think that's what it was, that she hated folding clothes, so I had to learn to love it. Stockholm children, we did it.
There we go. There
this
we go.
This is what it's a reverse of it.
I am often doing laundry when it gets desperate.
Mm.
And I don't have to live that way, but I do.
Mm.
If other folks want to call, we're talking about what is a chore that you've learned to like, or what's a chore that you are okay with that maybe other people in your life or that you know do not really get down with. Let us know. 503-231-8187. We're getting into the spring cleaning energy.
A chore I want to try is washing your car.
Oh, I was thinking about that yesterday.
It looks so like...
Also because I like... drove in the snow and then it's like sunny out now and I'm like god what happened to my windows.
It looks like an interesting chore to do, and you can just do it with a bucket, you know, you don't have to be wasteful about it.
Yeah.
And for whatever chore, I always like to figure out like the most efficient way to do it. Still can't get down with cleaning dishes. Can't do it.
I hear you.
Don't like that whole experiment.
We have a comment from
yes.
the Instagram at The Gap Radio. If you have a few minutes left to let us know what you think about chores. Mike says, once you enjoy a chore too much, it becomes a hobby.
Uh-huh.
For me, it's backyard composting.
Oh.
It used to be part of separating the trash, but once I got into the science and how to measure progress, it became a thing.
Mm.
Good for you.
I like that.
That's
I
great.
Like that. That's I like when things that you just hobby or like just things you enjoy become hobbies. Persistence, perseverance, luck, opportunity. You're just going to keep saying words.
She's still going. Give us a call, please. 503-231-8187.
We have about a minute or two. I see that folks are starting to pour into the studio. This is going to be a live show coming up next.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's exciting.
Vet voice, I think.
Vet voice up next. Laundry.
Laundry.
I'll always love it. What about a walk?
Oh, I love a walk. I love...
I have to learn to love a walk.
Uh-huh.
Love a walk. I feel sad, take a walk. I feel uncomfortable, take a walk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I picked that up from my dog.
I learned to walk from my dog.
We have Liz on the line. Liz, you have about a minute.
Let us know. What do you think?
Great topic. The thing that I didn't appreciate when I was younger doing... was hanging clothes on the line, and today I would love to be able to do that for the reasons that the other caller said. It smells so good and you're outside, etc. But I can only tell you why I hang some of my clothes in the house. I have a certain place I hang clothes when I wash them, is because the dryer more than anything destroys your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And so clothes last longer. And so just the ones that are easy to dry. So thank you for the topic and thank you for your show.
Thank you for calling. And that's so true. With the, you know, with the rate hikes, with the economy being what it is, maybe can't afford to have to dry things.
Mm.
Can't afford to have the clothes degrade. Can't afford the power.
Well, we have the original clothes dryer. It's called the Sun.
It's called the Sun. Welcome to springtime, people.
And it's coming out. It's coming through. We're doing it. We did it.
We're on the upswing.
We did it, Joe.
It's beautiful. Listen, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it. If you enjoy programming like this, consider supporting KBOO with a donation. It is one of the last days of our All Thrills, No Frills special programming campaign. We are so close to our goal, kboo.fm/give. And also, check out our kind of like big closeout event tomorrow, the Bluegrass Marathon. We got live bands lined up. Check it out, kboo.fm. This has been The Gap.
And there's also the Portland Irish Festival that's happening starting today through St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. You can go to pdxirishfest.com. Thank you so much, Althea.
Thank you.
I'm Tammy. Thank you, Sherry. See y'all.
We'll be back next week, probably.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 9 a.m. Next up is Veterans Voice.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
You're listening to KBOO's All Thrills, No Frills Volume 3 special programming campaign. Check out all the great special programs we're bringing you in